Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is holding a fundraiser in New York City tonight that is on track to bring in a whopping $25 million. NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports Biden's getting a helping hand from some big names.
Three presidents will be at Radio City Music Hall: Biden and former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Tickets range from $225 all the way up to $500,000. Perks for the biggest spenders include portraits with the presidents taken by Annie Leibovitz. It's the latest show of fundraising strength from Democrats, with Biden and groups supporting him holding a huge cash advantage over Republican Donald Trump. Trump has seen slowdowns in his small-dollar donations as his legal costs from multiple criminal charges are stacking up. And that's given Biden and groups supporting him the chance to run more ads, with Team Biden outspending Trump and his allies since Super Tuesday, $10 million to about $2 million across the country. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will move swiftly ahead with impeachment proceedings against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas when Congress returns from recess. NPR's Lexi Schapitl reports the House narrowly passed two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas last month.
Speaker Johnson plans to transmit the articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. In a letter, Johnson and the Republicans assigned to prosecute the impeachment urged Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to, quote, schedule a trial on the matter expeditiously. The House passed the two articles of impeachment by one vote in February, with only Republican support. But the proceedings stalled as lawmakers negotiated must-pass spending bills and worked to avert a government shutdown. Since the February vote, Schumer has called the impeachment effort a sham and says that Republicans have failed to demonstrate that Mayorkas has committed any impeachable offenses. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, Washington.
Ports up and down the East Coast are preparing to absorb cargo diverted from Baltimore following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this week. Marlon Hyde with member station WABE has more from Atlanta.
While the Port of Baltimore is down, cargo ships could be sent to Georgia's seaports in Savannah and Brunswick. Brunswick is the second busiest port for vehicles in the country behind Baltimore. Georgia State Senator Derek Mallow represents District 2, which includes Savannah.
We are the third largest port in the U.S., and because of that, if they're going to be shipping containers, those will come to the port of Savannah.
Mallow expects an increase in cargo for Georgia ports. The Port of Brunswick has already been contacted by auto companies about rerouting car shipments. For NPR News, I'm Marlon Hyde in Atlanta.
Home supply chain Home Depot has announced it plans to buy SRS Distribution, a provider of professional materials, in a deal valued at $18.25 billion. Home improvement retailer says the acquisition should help speed up its growth with contractors. Stocks closed mixed. The Dow was up 47 points today. You're listening to NPR.
This advertisement comes from our paid sponsor, Fundrise. High interest rates mean that real estate assets are available at a discount compared to previous valuations. The Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to expand its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. Add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio at fundrise.com/NPR. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the fund before investing. Read the prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship.